The topics and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4WN Radio.
And welcome. My name is Kelly T. Smith, and you're listening to Soul Searching Zone. I'm your host, and this is actually my very first show on W4WN Radio, and I am super, super excited to be here. So I have a lot to share with you guys today, and I think we're just going to start with just an intro to who I am and what my show is about, and we're just going to have fun from here. So I'm an intuitive life coach. For those of you that don't know me, you can learn more about me at my website, which is www.soulsearchingzone.com. And there you'll find a lot of information about me, lots of blogs, lots of soul searching articles. I also offer classes online and all kinds of stuff. And there is, if you go to the library, you can sign up. I have lots of free meditations for you and the free content library. So go ahead and check it out. So for those of you that don't know me, my name is Kelly T. Smith. I'm an intuitive life coach and a certified life coach and hypnotherapist. And I am also the author of the Intuitive Life Coaching Oracle Cards Deck, as well as the Guiding Light Oracle Cards Deck, which I'm going to be sharing some messages from those decks for you guys today. So I'm super excited about that. When we come back from break, I'll be taking callers. And if you guys are in the chat and you want me to draw a card from you from either one of those decks, please let me know because I'll be happy to do that too. So with each show, what I really want to focus on is whatever spirit guides me. It's so funny because I have been trying to figure out what to do the show on today. I don't have a guest. I'm just kind of jumping into this and having faith that whatever comes through is exactly what you need to hear. And that's why I call it Soul Searching Zone, is because we really want to focus on going within and listening to the guidance that is all around us, but sometimes we don't even acknowledge that it's there. So that's what I hope to highlight for you guys today. Some of the messages that are coming through that we're going to be, I'm going to share some tools with you. I might even do a guided meditation, depending on how much time we have and whether or not there's anyone here to call in or not. I'm going to look at the chat here. Oh, hi. Somebody said, hello, Kelly. Congrats. Thank you. So I know I probably have a lot of people that I know listening right now. So be sure and chat with me and let me know you're there, especially for my first show, because that'll make me super happy. Okay. So today's topic is about listening to the call of your soul. It's funny because I decided to jump into this because whenever your soul is trying to tell you something, when your soul is trying to guide you and give you a message about something, if you're not listening, you start to feel like you're shrinking inside. It literally feels like a part of you is suffocating, right? And if you don't listen to the message, then it starts to slap you upside the head over and over again with these life experiences, these life lessons, these life challenges. And for me, I have been really wanting to speak. I've done radio before. It was great, but it was kind of like I got knocked off my horse and I stayed down. And, you know, you're not supposed to do that. When life throws you a challenge, you're supposed to learn from it, grow from it, evolve from it, and then get back up again. You don't stay down. And when you stay down, you get stuck. You get stagnant. And no matter how hard you try, you just don't move forward, right? Hi, you guys. Hi, Andrea. Hi, Kelly. Aw, so good to have you all here. So for me, about 3 years ago, I started the radio show called Soul Searching Zone, or it was Soul Searching Radio. And it was, again, a leap of faith. I had a dream in the middle of the night where my my guidance said that I need to start a radio show. You know, I don't know anything about starting a radio show, but I have learned to listen and value the guidance from my higher self, the guidance from my inner knowing. And so I trust it and I act on it when I get it. And that's what I want to teach you guys today, because if you're not trusting it, if you're not acting on it, then you're going to feel like you're spinning. You're going to get hit with the same lesson over and over and over again. And when in reality, there's something that challenge is supposed to offer you so that you can move forward. We're always trying to catch up to ourselves. I love how Abraham talks about this. Abraham is probably one of my most favorite channelers, and they always have that message of we're catching up to ourselves. We already are who we want to be, yet we've cut ourselves off from that. We're not allowing ourselves to be who we are in this moment because we get stuck in who we think we should be. We get stuck in trying to people please, trying to do what everybody else wants us to do. And as we ignore the call to our soul, what makes us most happy, what brings us most joy, that what really truly is the reason why we came to this planet, so that we can evolve into that person. If we continue to ignore it, then depression starts to set in, all kinds of really uncomfortable things start to set in. And it's funny, because I really love how spirit will get your attention, whether or not you want it to or not. Spirit will always get your attention by sending you the same message over and over again. And I just think it's amazing, because sometimes I'll get the same message from 5 different people in one day. So spirit is always giving you information, always guiding you back within. Where we start to get lost is when we're looking for other people to tell us what to do, when we're looking for other people to give us permission, when we're looking for other people to guide us. Because the guidance should always, always be internal. Today, I hope to guide you back within yourself so that you will turn off that outside interference and begin to listen. Listen to that small, soft, but powerful voice that's guiding you somewhere. So I'm going to read you a card from the Guiding Light Oracle Cards deck. And actually, this Guiding Light Oracle Cards deck, that it's an app on the Apple Store, Google Play, and it's also an app on Amazon. So there's a free version. I would really encourage you guys to check it out. You can download the free version. You get a little taste of what the cards are like. This one's been out for about a year, and I'm going to read you a card from here. So the card I pulled for you guys today is the expansion card. And it says, you're getting ready to move up into higher levels of awareness through embracing your life experiences. Every experience that you've had is a part of your expansion. It's time to remember what you went through to become who you are today. Instead of judging your experience as something that went wrong, you're being asked to embrace it. Spirit is acknowledging that you've had your fair share of uphill battles. Yes, it took a toll on your mind, body, and spirit at times, but it's time to shift your awareness in regards to your experiences. Bless it, send love to it, because it's a part of your evolution, your growth, and your greater understanding. It's not black or white, the way the mind tries to convince us that it is, and it's not all bad, nor is it all good. Somewhere between the good and the bad is a staircase that you get to climb. Each time you choose to embrace your experiences, each time you choose to climb, you go up into higher levels of awareness through the mind, body, and spirit. Each time you accept those circumstances, integrate them, learn from them, and choose something new, you climb once again. Keep climbing up the stairs into higher levels of awareness, and what once seemed like a bad experience will become wisdom and compassion. It will become the catalyst for greater awareness and inner transformation. You have nowhere to go but up once you embrace your experiences. Okay, so hi, Carrie. I'm so happy to see all these familiar faces. So what I want to talk to you about is when we're not listening again. So this expansion is what your soul is always trying to bring you to. And when we shut down and shrink and stop growing is is when we start judging our experiences and our circumstances as bad. But I'm gonna share a little story with you to help you guys understand what point I'm really trying to get you guys to understand here. So last year, my son, actually it was the beginning of this year, the beginning of my son's seventh grade year, he was experiencing some really, really tough bullying. It was pretty bad. And he came to me and told me about it. And of course, I became Mama Bear. And I was like, oh no, this is not happening. So I go to the school. And actually, this kid had been bullying my kid in elementary too. So I went to the school and I said, this is not going to happen. We need to do something about this. And then, of course, I was really surprised at how amazing the school was about it. They backed us up 100%. The principal said, absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, this kid is not allowed anywhere around your son. So they called the kid in the office. They said, you're not even allowed to make eye contact with, he wasn't even allowed to make eye contact with my son, which was huge. He wasn't allowed to talk to him. He couldn't wave to him. He couldn't do anything. And if he did, he was going to be expelled. So of course he didn't. So we solved that bully problem immediately. And at that time, that was the only bully that was really giving my son a hard time. Well, a week later, this is how the universe works, you guys. A week later, three new bullies showed up out of nowhere, like all in the same day. And my son was so upset. He says, Mom, he came home and he says, Mom, I just don't understand. Why are these bullies? Wait, where did they come from? I don't even know these people. It's like they just came out of the woodworks. And I said, exactly, son, they did. They just came out of the woodworks. And that's because you have not allowed yourself to get the gift from the situation. We look at it, we try to run from it, we feel victimized by it, but there's something here that you can gain. There's a gift here in this situation, in this circumstance. And he looks at me and he says, what gift could I possibly get by somebody bullying me? What? And I said, son, you're going to learn something that you're going to be able to carry with you for the rest of your life. So he really likes to play video games a lot. I think most kids his age do. So I tried to explain it like this. I said, I want you to think of life as a video game. And there's different levels you're always trying to go to, right? And that's your soul's expansion. But imagine that life is a video game. So you're on the first level and you have to collect all these keys before you can go to the second level. And all the challenges that you face on the first level give you the keys you need to open the second level when you get to that, and so on. So you just keep going. Second level, third level, fourth level, and eventually you beat the game. And he's like, wow, Mom, that makes a lot of sense. And I said, well, that's what you're doing right now. You need to get the key so you can move to the next level of awareness for you personally. And he said, well, what is the key? And I said, it's about learning to stand up for yourself. You have to learn to stand up for yourself, to speak your truth, to be who you are, to not let anyone else tell you who you are. And so that's the message. Actually, that's the energy that we've all been in the last, goodness, who knows, but it's been about, I'd say a month that we've all been experiencing this, where we feel like, we're trying so hard to do the right thing by everyone else, but we're missing that the lesson is really about listening and not letting anyone else tell us who we are. So again, like I told my son, that it's all about expansion. It's about growth. It's about growing into who you are. And when you master that challenge or that lesson, it gives you exactly what you need to move forward. So back, I'm kind of on a tangent here, but back to the message that I had at the beginning of the show, which is about listening to the call of your soul. So that's why I'm here today, because the last couple of months I've been feeling this excitement, but then I ignore it. Like, I need to be on the radio. I need to be out in public. I need to be speaking to people. I need to be sharing this message that Spirit has put in my heart. And the more I ignore it, the more closed off I feel for myself, the more confused I feel for myself, the more sad. It's kind of like this depressing energy when you close yourself off from what you really want. A lot of people always tell me, but Kelly, I don't know what I really want. And that's because you're not listening. You have to get very, very still. You have to get very, very quiet. And you have to honor how you feel. It all starts with honoring how you feel. If you're constantly in a situation where you feel like you're getting kind of beat up by the same lesson, it's time for you to just stop, breathe, go within, and ask the right question. You can ask, what is this? What do I need to know? What is going on within me? What key do I need in order to move up into the next level of me? And when you get that from within you, life becomes so much easier. A lot of us are just completely resistant of what we know we need to do. It's like if you ask somebody what they need to do, they might say, I don't know. But in truth, they know what they need to do. They're just scared of it because the unknown is always scary. What if we fail? What if we don't make it? What if something bad happens? What if no one likes us? What if, what if, what if? There's always that what if. But what if? You trust, you go within, you listen to the call of your soul, you listen to what you truly want, and you take a leap of faith and amazing things start to happen. And that's what I want to encourage you to do today is really listen. Listen, where are you at? What are you resisting? You can always find your resistance in your body. Like a lot of times the resistance for me will stay, my chest will start to tighten up like right in my heart chakra. And that's when I know that I'm not listening, that I'm being stubborn, that I'm not allowing myself to hear what my body's trying to tell me. You know, sometimes it's that I really, really want maybe a friendship to work out, but my inner self is like, nope, this isn't a vibrational match. It's time for you to move on. But I force it anyway because I'm not listening. And then it blows up in my face. And how many times has that happened to us when we already knew what we knew? And we're like, if I had just listened, if I had just acknowledged that, everything would have been so much easier. But again, that's why we go through what we go through. So we can learn, so we can grow, so we can evolve into the person that we came here to be. And we're always reaching for that. So in a moment, we're going to go to break. So I want you guys, if you want me to draw you a card when I get back, hi, Danielle, please message me in the chat. And then in the when I get back, I'm going to take a couple callers, just maybe do a mini reading. If you have any questions that you want to talk to me about, I'd love to hear them. The number to call in is 561-623-9421. So whenever, if you'd like to call in, let me know. If you just want me to draw you a card and give you a message from the chat, I can do that too. So let me know in the chat if you'd like to do that. And right now we're going to go ahead and go to break. So here is Lindsay Sterling, and this is Crystallize. We'll be right back. thank you. And we're back from break. This is Soul Searching Zone, and my name is Kelly T. Smith, and I'm your host. So thank you all for joining me. And, you know, it's so exciting to me that I get to play some of that amazing music for you guys, because I want this to be an inspirational show. So when I do have the time, I'm going to play some really amazing music to help you really. I want this to be the hour that you go within, that I help you learn to get in touch with your inner self, your inner knowing. I think that music plays a huge role in that, getting you back into your spirit. So I'm happy that I'll be able to play some inspirational music for you guys throughout the show. So we're back, and we have a caller. So hi, Alex. Welcome to the show. My name is Kelly. So nice to meet you.
Nice to be with you.
So good to have you. So how did you hear about the show?
Well, actually, I'm on your email list. And awesome. When you put out that, you know, you're going to do a mini call reading, I said, okay. I think I will get on it and try it out.
Awesome. So do you have either one of my Guiding Light Oracle card decks or the Intuitive Life Coaching deck?
I have your Intuitive Life Coaching deck.
Oh, awesome. So what can I help you with today?
Well, actually, what you shared a while ago kind of helped me. So I guess I'm in a situation wherein, I'm apart from my family. My wife and daughter is in the Philippines, and I'm here in the U.S. And I don't see myself living in the Philippines, and my wife doesn't like it here. Mm-hmm. And I guess what I'm struggling with is I want to be with someone that, you know, to share my life with. And staying married is not going to make that happen. So I'm kind of struggling, you know, to file for a divorce or not. So, mm-hmm.
So what I want to do, let me explain. So an intuitive life coaching session, when I do an intuitive life coaching session with someone, I never tell anybody what to do, but I always help you guide you back into the you and help you get that answer for yourself. So that's what I want to do right now, because that's a huge life decision.
Yes.
For you. I feel a lot of energy around that and a lot of heartbreak around that, as far as letting go and moving on. So mm-hmm. I want to help you get clarity. So we're going to do a little exercises. First, I want you to take in a deep breath. And Alex, you're super, super intuitive already. Just so you know, you're aware of that, right?
Yes.
I feel like I can connect with your higher self right away, which that's the way that I read, is I always work with someone's higher self to be able to see the bigger picture as I'm working with spirit and source. So give me just a second to kind of tune into your energy, and then I'm going to ask to help you gain clarity. So give me just a second. So your soul called you to the United States because it feels like you have some pretty amazing work to do here, right?
Yes.
And that is something that your soul has to honor. And it's so hard to say, you know, if I have to choose from my soul's purpose, my life's work versus, you know, my the love of my life or my wife, you know, that is a really hard place to be in. And spirit and your higher self just shows me that you aren't choosing one or the other. You're really just allowing yourself to be moved in, to listen and go where you know you're supposed to be right now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and we're going to start with your heart chakra. So I want you to sit in your heart chakra. Just imagine, I want that you're sitting in that energy. And what I want you to do is I want you to breathe in through your heart chakra. Just imagine you're breathing in green, beautiful energy into your heart chakra. And now I want you to ask the question, what do I want? What do I need? What is most important for me right now? And then just breathe in and wait for it to float up within you. You never want the information to come from your thinking brain. You always want it to come from within you.
what I'm getting is, you know, just to live in the moment, be here and now.
Mm-hmm. I got the exact same thing, but I'm also getting for you to watch for the signs, because I just feel like so many things are moving and getting ready to shift for you. And so the answer is all just going to kind of happen on its own. It's not like you have to choose.
Yeah.
Like life's getting ready to happen for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I guess my thinking is getting in the way of, you know, being impatient. I want the result like right here, right now. And I just have to, you know, live for the moment and be happy regardless of my situation.
Absolutely. And because of everything that you've been through, you're birthing a whole new level of your wisdom and whatever it is you're getting ready to do. Are you an entrepreneur?
That's what I'm aspiring to be. So I just had the vision with over the weekend, kind of. And so my vision is to, create a retreat center to bring families together, make this world a better place. Getting sick and tired of, you know, what's happening in the world. I mean, I like to change so many things, like the education system, the financial system, the way we make a living. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to create.
And I get teary-eyed when you say that, because that isn't just what you want to create. That's what you came here to do. That's your soul has came here to bless that gift onto this world. And the world's going to be a better place when you do it.
I just got goosebumps just... listening to you say that.
Me too, and I feel all kinds of teary-eyed, so I'm gonna have to go ahead and let you go for now, but keep in touch. I'd love to hear where you're at, and maybe sometime when you get that up and going for yourself, I'd even love to interview you on here.
Hey, I would love that. Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
All right, bye.
So you guys, that's so awesome, because that is the message of this entire show. I feel like we're all going through this, where we feel like we have to give up something or someone that we love in order to do what we're being called to do. And again, it's that bigger message, the bigger picture is that don't worry about making a choice. You're not trying to, you know, do anything to hurt anyone around you. You know, you're just focusing on doing what your soul has to do. And like we said in the beginning, if you're not listening to the call of your soul, then the universe throws you all of this, these challenges, and kind of smacks you upside the head. It's like you have no choice. You have no choice but to follow your intuitive knowing and to birth that new level of you right now, which is what that expansion card is all about. So let me just scroll up here and see if I can see who is asking me to draw them a card, because I'd be happy to do that. So right now, hi, Shirley. I think you had asked me to... hi, Andrea. So the number to call in, and I just had it. I thought I... Oh, no. I don't know what I did with it. Hold on. Okay, so the number, if anybody else would like to call in, it's 561-623-9421. So I'd love to talk to you if you want to call in. Okay, so I am taking callers right now. But until somebody calls in, I'm going to go ahead and draw a card. Andrea says, wow, it's like we play small. Why do we pretend that we do not have the answers? Well, that's a really good question. So why do we pretend like we do not have the answers? It's because, you know, I have to tune in to answer that. So let me ask Spirit why do we pretend like we do not have the answers? That's because we get disconnected. Spirit says that we forget who we are. We forget who, you know, we get in our head. I always say that the best intuitive reading or, you know, intuitive guidance that you're ever going to get from another healer is always something that you've already gotten, so that they're going to tell you what you already know, because Spirit is always talking to you. You already know what you know. And if you go to a healer, you should have already gotten that message 10 times over. You should be able to say, yes, I know. I already knew that. And now I'm going to do it, because spirit talks to you through every single thing you do, right? Always. And so, I mean, through every event around you, through people around you, through circumstances, through your challenge, there's always messages. And like, if you're really stopping and asking, and that's part of the problem, is that if you're not asking Source, God, Spirit for help, for guidance, for clarity, then you're in your head. But when you go within and you take the time to connect with your heart chakra, with your solar plexus, with your inner world, with your higher self, with Source, with God, and you ask that question, what do I need to know? What is best for me right now? How can I be of service? When you ask that question, the universe, God, Source always answers you. Now you just need to pay attention to the signs, right? So I don't know if we're going to take callers or not, but let me go ahead and draw one card here. So I have a couple of people that are asking for cards. And then we're going to go to one more break, and I'll see if we have any callers on the line, and I'll come back for you guys, and we're going to play another inspirational song. So give me just a second to draw a card here. And this is for Shirley. Okay. Hi, Shirley. Nice to meet you. Thank you for listening. Okay, give me just a second here. I'm going to draw a card for you and give you a message. I'm using the Intuitive Life Coaching Oracle cards. Here we go. Okay, Shirley, the message that I got for you and the card that I got for you today is you are currently healing old emotional wounds. It's the inner child card. So every time I get messages like this, I just want you to know that those messages for everyone that's listening, and Spirit is coming through and saying that the inner child card is about us not taking life too seriously, letting go of our inner wounds. That's been coming up a lot lately, and it might be coming up through your dreams, because through our dreams, that's how we vent out things as we're growing, as we're evolving into the person that we really are, right? Because we're always trying to catch up to who we really are. And through our dreams, we release a lot of old paradigms. Paradigms is a set of beliefs. So through our dreams, we start to release that. And that's what nightmares really are, you guys, is just releasing old programs. And that's the stage of the subconscious where your mind starts to vent out things that no longer serve you. So you're going through that process right now, Shirley, where you're venting out and you're releasing and you're experiencing old wounds so that you can finally let them go. So what I want you to do is I want you to focus on just breathing through it, you know, spend lots of time outside in nature, and remember to really listen to your inner guidance. So give me just a second. And okay, and then I have another card for Danielle, and then we're going to go to a quick break. Hi, Danielle. Thank you for listening. Okay, Danielle, the card that I got for you is the surrender card. It's all about releasing and surrendering all control and let nature take its course. So that is another huge message for today's show. When it comes to listening to the call of the soul, Danielle, you're being asked to let go of what you think you need to do or what you're working so hard at trying to do, and allow spirit to work through you and do it for you. Many times we are pushing and forcing our will onto things. But if we just go and surrender and go within ourselves and say, okay, I let go. Spirit, it's time for you to tell me, show me what to do. And then wait for that. Again, going within, asking, wait for that, listen, and then move forward from that point. Because you're moving in a new direction and it's very exciting, but there's some resistance there. So you need to practice surrendering and letting go of all your fear and just say, I surrender, I let go, I trust you, I trust that this is my path, and I'm ready. So that's your card. So we're going to go ahead and take in a quick break, and we have some Katy Perry for you guys. So here we go.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like like a house of cards, one blow from caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? Cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July. Cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go as you shoot across the sky.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Soul Searching Zone, and I'm your host, Kelly T. Smith. So I'm just having so much fun. Today is my first show, and right before we went to break, I said that I was going to finish drawing cards for people, and I know that the last person that I saw was Veronica, so I'm going to go ahead and pull a card for Veronica, and then I have a caller on the line, and we're going to talk to our caller. So give me just a second. Okay, Veronica, this is for you. And like I said, whatever card I get is really kind of for whoever's listening, because that's just how spirit works, which always amazes me. So the message that I got for you, Veronica, is the old soul card. The old soul card. It says you've lived many lifetimes and gained wisdom beyond your years. So the old soul card is the sage card. That's the card that's saying you have something to share with the world, a book, a poetry, you know, something brilliant that is really going to add to the world and be such a gift to the world. You have to trust that. You have to stop second guessing it. You have to believe in yourself, and you have to get quiet and ask what's the next right action, and then you need to do it. Because this is a huge message, lots of energy around that. And that message is just for so many people that are listening. It's time for you to really, truly allow yourself to be who you are and to let the world see who you really are. So we have a caller on the line. Hi, Andrea. Welcome to Soul Searching Zone.
Hi, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
Oh, Andrea is one of my really good friends. I know a lot of, we have a community on Facebook, so a lot of people already know Andrea. We've done radio before, and I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, this is an amazing subject, something that's been really coming up for me, which triggered lots of questions. So I narrowed it down to one question, and my question is about, can you shed some light on healing the judgment of family or friends when we do follow our spiritual path? Because I personally have always been guided to make radical changes, change careers, do things out of the ordinary, and I feel like I've faced a lot of grief and suffering over the judgment of family members or other people, even just neighbors, who are always like, what are you doing with your life? And I feel like I'd like to stop being so triggered by that, because I feel like it doesn't even, like, it's not true. None of the things that they feared have ever really happened. I've always been taken care of. Everything's always been fine, but I let it give me a lot of grief, I noticed. So I was wondering if you could shed some light on that or give us any tips on how to kind of strengthen our own inner, you know, protection or inner strength when it comes to that issue.
So the message that is coming through is that our family members that don't understand where we are what we're here to do or why we're doing what we're doing are here to teach us and remind us that we don't need other people's permission. So this is really about a lesson that has to do with approval and giving yourself approval regardless of what other people think, because you have no control over what other people think. And in fact, our family members are the first ones that always give us grief whenever they think, you know, they have these limited ideas about what's possible. And a lot of people will project onto you that you can't do something because that's what they believe about themselves. You know, they believe that they can't do something, or they're so scared of ever doing anything outside of their little bubble or their little box that they, and they're scared of losing you too. So they project onto you that you're going to fail, that it's a nightmare, that it's the worst thing you could do. And all you need to do is you need to get still. You need to go back within you and you need to say, you know, thank you, you know, for teaching me that I do not have to have your permission to live my life. Because when we're living our life for other people, or, you know, that's when we start to get lost. That's when we get confused. So this is a lesson for you. And as you really learn that lesson and bring it in and take it in and start to live your life by that, you will not be held back any further. Because Spirit's coming through, Andrea, and saying that you're getting ready to allow yourself to be seen in bigger ways than you've ever done before. And you can't do that if you're constantly waiting for other people to tell you it's okay. You have to be the one that says it's okay. It's not only okay, it's exactly what you have to do right now. Does that make sense? Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it felt like a lot of stuff was unraveling, especially how I kind of agreed with them, and then I was constantly making my own feelings and intuition and guidance wrong, and then I was constantly in inner conflict because I was like, had other people's opinions in my head and my own. So it's really good to shed some light on this and like kind of take a step back and realize that once I can strengthen my own will and my own ideas, that I'm not as torn within or affected by that. And it feels like a huge growth experience for me, you know. So thank you for your guidance. I feel like you're shedding light on that even more. And it's interesting to see how many are going through similar things, and I feel like maybe it's a call to even more leadership and confidence for myself, you know.
And you know, the same exact thing happened to me, as you know, because you've been there for me a lot through this too, and the same exact thing to happen to me. And what I learned through it all is that those people that said that I couldn't do it in the end, you know, and they were just so mad that I even tried and or whatever, with their own resistance, they ended up allowing themselves to grow as they watch me grow. So I feel like we're a leader in that way, that when, even though people around us are resistant to us changing, they're watching you. And when you do something amazing that they didn't think was possible, then you're going to open up something within their mind that's going to make them believe something is possible for them as well. Because when people start to see something in you that they, you know, they start to see that in themselves as well. So we have to be leaders. We have to be leaders in the fact that we're not asking other people to tell us it's okay to live our lives for us, and know that when we step out and do what's best for us, that the people around us are going to learn from that. And, you know, I've had people actually come to me and say, in the beginning, when you first said you were an intuitive life coach or yada, yada, I was like, oh my goodness, you can't do that. And then, but now when I watch you step into you and own it and be you, it gives me the courage to be authentic as well. So we're helping open up the minds of the people around us that truly, you know, and showing them what's possible, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. It feels like there's just a huge, you know, evolution going on of career and all kinds of stuff. And I've noticed the difference even in my family, because a lot of the things my mom was into were so radical.
Sorry, Andrea, I have to wrap you up. We literally have like 30 seconds left before the show. So everyone, thank you so much for listening. I thank you, Andrea, for coming on. Be sure and check me out on my website at www.soulsearchingzone.com. I'm going to be on here every Monday from here on out, so please come back and join me next week. And each week I'm going to be talking about whatever I'm guided to talk about, so we're just going to have fun. So thank you again, and be sure and check me out at Soul Searching Zone at www.soulsearchingzone.com. Good night, you guys.